Yesterday, upon the stair, I met a man who wasn't there.
Hello? Can you find me?
He wasn't there again today. I wish he'd go away.
I'm behind you. I'm right behind you.
Last night I saw upon the stair a little man who wasn't there.
Don't be scared. I just want to play a game with you.
He wasn't there again today. Oh, how I wish he'd go.
Hey there, pod people. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Paranormal Whispers, a Through the Abyss podcast production. Today, I am joined by a very special guest, Cindy Higginson. She is a psychic medium who also does astrology and past life regression readings. And I will say that this is the first episode I'm doing after having my stroke. So if I sound kind of funny or I'm out of breath, it's normal because it takes about 2 seconds for me to get tired, so just kind of bear with me here. Yeah. Cindy, how you doing today?
I'm doing well. I'm glad to see you're doing well, too, considering what you've been through.
Yeah, it's been a crazy couple months, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming on and talking to me.
You're very welcome.
This is actually a very important episode because for those of us who are in the paranormal community, we really need to know how to properly protect ourselves because, as many of you know, I was a tour guide at Bobby Mackey's for a long, long time. And what ended up happening with me is that I had some attachments that I brought home with me that were some kind of gnarly entities that hung around my house. And with my mental health issues, I was dealing with a lot of depression. They really wreaked havoc on me to the point that, I mean, I was suicidal. That's how much they literally sucked the life out of me. So I feel very, very lucky that, you know, I'm still here because it was awful. So Cindy is blessing us by telling us how to properly protect ourselves and to, you know, help expel any attachments that may or may not come on us because, you know, ghost hunting, it is a lot of fun. And when things happen, it's a big adrenaline rush. And all of us who do it, you know, we get very, very into it. And it's just a very fun hobby for us. But I'll say it can be dangerous. And with it gaining such popularity now, it's good that she can come on here and tell us how that people need to really protect themselves because this stuff is no joke. I mean, I am honestly living proof that bad things can happen whether you realize they're happening or not, because I had no idea, and I'm an empath, so that if that tells you anything, I had no idea that I had attachments doing this to me. I just knew I was in a very, very deep hole and couldn't get myself out, and it nearly cost me my life. So Cindy, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your wisdom with us. It's greatly appreciated, especially by me.
You're very welcome. I like the way you put it, that it's fun, but it's also very serious. Okay?
Yes, absolutely.
I was born a medium. So if you ever watched the movie The Sixth Sense, that's pretty much what my life was like as a child.
Oh, wow.
And there really wasn't anybody in my family that really understood it. I think my father was also a medium, but I'm 72, so my father would have been 113 this year, okay?
Oh, wow.
So he grew up at a time whenever it would not have been respected. In fact, whenever I would tell people things, because I started telling people things when I was 3 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
So I would tell people those things, and my father would take me aside and say, don't say those things because people will think you're crazy. Yeah. So I started, you know, repressing it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I could feel it. I could see these things. I mean, I've had episodes where I was a child in bed and I could see these spirits in my room, and I would pull the covers over my head because I didn't want to see it. And
sure.
I've had the spirits pull the covers down from my head.
Oh, gosh.
So it's something, and I've seen just about anything you can imagine, different creatures and things that, so there are entities that don't look like us,
yeah,
that do not have our best interests at heart by any means. And I mean, my husband and I, the house that we bought was built in 1848. And whenever I first came in here, I immediately saw a woman dressed in a huge dress that was, and I started investigating, and the people that lived here had had a lot of parties. Well, I kept hearing music. I saw parties. I've seen the, I call him the Colonel, because
Oh.
He's dressed like Civil War, and there's a little boy too. So it's
Oh,
gotta be
wow.
their son. But then also, we also have an episode because our house was used as a boarding house for a while, because it's really big.
Oh,
It was
yeah.
used as a boarding house, and one man died in here. So I was in the upstairs hallway, and when you don't have the light on in our upstairs hallway, it's very dark because it goes down one way and then T's. It was very dark, and when I hit the T part where it was really, really dark, I hear a like that.
Oh.
And I just turned around and I said, "Excuse me, do you need something?" And he immediately said to me, "You're no fun." And I
Oh.
said, "You're welcome to stay here," because I knew he wasn't anything that was going to cause any problem.
Right.
"Just know that you're not going to scare me." So he hasn't really bothered me since. Every now and then I see him, and every now and then I see the other ones, because I do my best always to move spirits over. And
Right.
sometimes it can, people think that if you just say, "Go to the light," that does it. It doesn't.
No.
What you have, yeah, what you have to do is you have to be able to communicate with them to get them to do it. Now, to get to the part where you want to protect yourself before you go in anytime you're doing ghost hunting, you should have certain tools in your kit. Okay. One of them is tar water. Okay. And tar water, I usually put it in a spray bottle whenever I'm cleansing a house. And we'll put it on, we'll spray different areas, but we'll also put it on cotton balls. Well, what I would suggest you do before you go into any place is you spray yourself as much as you can, or your equipment. And also, there's also something else that you can do if you don't like the tar water, because it does have a, it has a, an odd smell. I like it, but some people don't. If you don't want to use that, then I use a smudge stick.
Okay.
So you can have your smudge bundle. And what you should do is you should cleanse each person before they go in. But at the same time as you're cleansing each person as they go in, what you should also do is you should also, whenever you come out, do the same thing. Do the smudging, or spray yourself with pine tar. And also, there's something else I always do, and that is I carry black salt in my pockets. Okay. And I bless that black salt before I go to use it. So what I do is I ask the Archangel Michael, and you can see I have a painting behind me that's the Archangel Michael.
Yeah.
And I work with him all the time. And I've had
Me too.
visitations from, I've had visitations from him that we can talk about on another time, because that would
Okay.
take a little bit of time. But those two are the most important, those two things, the smudging or the pine tar water, or it can be, it can also be birch tar. And what you do is you can either buy it online, and there are a lot of places that do witchcraft supplies, and you can buy it from them. I'm not a witch, but I have friends who are. And that this is one of the things that I was encouraged to do whenever I first started cleansing houses. And I knew I needed to protect myself. So, I mean, there are multiple things that you can do. The tar water, the smudging. But then after I do those two things, or one of those two things, I always say this. I put myself in a bubble, and inside that bubble, I am protected and safe. Outside my bubble is Archangel Michael and his protective army. I always do that. Always.
Do you call them in?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I always just say, whenever I started, I always invite Archangel Michael in. And in fact, whenever I go to sleep at night, every night before I go to sleep, I ask the Archangel Michael to post an angel on my right, on my left, at my feet, at my head, above me, and below me, and that I be surrounded by their protective energy so that nothing can harm me while I'm sleeping, because that's the easiest time for an
Oh,
entity
yeah.
to try to bother you.
Now it's interesting. It's interesting to hear you talk about cleansing beforehand. What's the purpose of doing that beforehand? Is that just like getting any kind of negative energy off of you so it doesn't
It's get,
manifest itself?
well, not just that, but if you have negative energy on you, it's already weakening you. It's
Oh, that's
already weak,
true.
it's already weakening your aura. So if you don't cleanse yourself, then you're taking that right in with you.
I gotcha. And do you use like black tourmaline? Because that's what we usually carried.
Yeah, that's black tourmaline's very good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, at the I'll put some links to some pine tar water on here, and if you have friends who sell it, I'd be happy to put their links up too.
Okay. All right. I will get those links for you, and I'll get the correct ones this time, not the ones I
Okay.
sent you, not the ones I sent you before. But I actually ordered some products so I can make some myself.
Oh,
It's
awesome.
very, it's a very simple process. All you have to do is buy the tar, okay, and it's either birch or pine. You buy
Okay.
it, and then it will give you the directions. You just take, I think it's for 1 quart of pine tar or tar, you take 1 gallon of water, and you mix it up, and you mix it up, and you mix it up till it looks like it's pretty well mixed in there.
Yeah.
Then you let it settle for 24 hours, and you siphon off the water. That's what you use.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what you use.
Wow, that's easy.
Yeah, it's very easy. And then on top of that, to have black salt that you can use. And also, whenever I'm working, when I'm cleansing a house, not only do I use a smudge bundle, but I also carry black salt with me, and I throw it in the corners of each room.
Okay.
Because the corners of the room are the most likely place for something to stay. And
Gotcha.
the one thing that I want you to also remember, if you were to invite an entity to follow you home, that opens the door for every one of them to come with you.
I'll see that I did not know. Interesting.
If you say, if you were to say, I invite this spirit to come home with me, but only that spirit, no others may follow. Okay.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, you have to be very specific. And for instance, whenever I go to visit my son-in-law's grave, there's always a lot of spirits around. And
Really?
they always try to follow me home. And I always try to as best I can, send them on their way. But I also tell them that they can't follow me home. Otherwise, my home would be filled.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, I mean, that's usually the ritual we always do at the end of an investigation. We always say, you can't come home with us, you got to stay here. And I always thought that worked, but I guess not.
Not if you're asking somebody to follow you home. And as I said, you have to be very, very specific. You have to say very, very specifically, it's just that person. Or also, whenever you're saying, we bless, the best thing to do with spirits that are stuck somewhere, if they haven't moved on as you're working with them, is to bless them and ask that they be protected, and then ask also that they stay where they are until it's time for them to move on.
Okay.
Okay, until it's time for them to move on to the spirit realm. That's exactly what I say.
Yeah, I think I messed up because we investigated this place called the Dollhouse, and it was filled with dolls that had spirits attached to them. And there was this one that we had. I have another psychic friend who we let her do a walkthrough with us, and there was a demonic entity attached to one of the dolls, and we actually sprinkled holy water and salt around it. And it was fine the rest of the night, but there was one doll that everybody kept saying was negative, but it was just she had dementia, so she kind of come off as crazy. And I invited her to come back so she could get some peace, but I think a whole bunch of others may have followed me from there then.
Because whenever I cleansed your side of the house,
Yeah.
there were about 20 at
Oh,
least.
Lord.
I didn't even identify each one because there's so many of them. I could
Yeah.
identify her because she was crying and didn't know where she
Oh.
was. So, yeah, and I'm actually still working on some of those at the house. There's one in particular that's really tough. It doesn't want to leave.
Oh yeah,
But
Mom was saying she was feeling spiritual and she wanted me to ask you what's up with that. Okay, so.
yeah, that's exactly what it is. And my husband's 6 feet tall
Yeah.
and is about to get his black belt, and he's not afraid of anything, and he's also very intuitive. And obviously that's why we're together. But he's
Yeah.
really, really good at smudging. So we're going to go back up and smudge the house again.
Okay.
And because whenever the two of us are together, our energy is very, very powerful. So we're
That's
going to go
great.
do
That's
it again.
awesome.
Yeah. So.
Get rid of that one. But yeah, I hope the one lady has moved on because I felt so bad for her.
Yeah, she is. Well, the sad part of it is what she's stuck in where she was when she passed.
Oh.
And so if we can, whenever something like that happens, I can oftentimes redirect them back to before that happened. So if I can redirect them back to before they be like before she had dementia, then we can get her to
Oh.
move on. We can get her to move on.
Oh, that would
So,
be wonderful because she, I
yeah.
mean, she had such a sweet energy as far as I
Yes,
could
she
feel.
does. Yeah, she does. She does. She has a very sweet energy, and she was very sad. And quite frankly, the other entities that were there were just making her even more upset. So,
Goodness.
yeah.
Yeah, so just goes to show you don't invite things home, even if you think it's good for them,
No,
unless you know what you're
no.
doing.
Unless you know what you're doing, and I would even suggest people finding a medium to go
Yeah.
with them, because you can walk in, and the thing that you got to also remember is these entities can show themselves to be this wonderful, beautiful, loving thing, and they're not.
Or kids. Kids is a big one they try to pose
Yes,
as.
they do. Absolutely, yes, and even babies.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Anything to get you to drop your guard.
Yeah, I've cleansed a lot of houses, and I've seen some very, very interesting things. In fact, as a matter of fact, I walked into one house that the woman who husband and wife were living there with three little boys had been when they first moved in. She ended up in a mental hospital because she kept
Oh.
seeing these spirits, and she was Mexican, and she just kept seeing these spirits, and she kept talking about it. She was running outside, and all kinds of things. She ended up in a mental hospital.
Oh man.
And then after that, his mother came to stay with them to take care of his children. She told him she wasn't staying because El Diablo was there.
Oh goodness.
And then this man got married again. And his wife was an American, and she was very angry. And I knew her sister, and she asked me to come and see what was going on. And the problem was that this woman had a she liked to cuss. And the entity that was there was a woman that had fallen down the stairs in her basement and broken her neck, and her body was there for a long time before anybody found it because
Oh
she was single.
gosh.
She was single. So as soon as I walked into that house, I just felt like somebody was trying to suffocate me. She hated women because she was a single woman who was in her 60s when she died. And I was able to get her to move somewhat, but the woman in the house was so angry, she just kept saying, "This is my house. She needs to leave." And I said, "She's going to keep causing you problems because you're not listening." So probably also the most important thing I can say to people is when a medium tells you something you need to do, you need to listen, especially if it's if it's a reputable medium.
Right.
If that medium tells you something you should do, you need to listen. And anybody has ever watched the Dead Files on streaming? I think it's on Discover. I'm not sure,
Yeah, I think you're right.
I really respect her. I think she is the real thing. And not only that, but she gives really, really good advice.
Is
And
that Amy
sometimes
Bruni?
it's Amy Allen.
Amy Allen, okay.
Yeah. And she gives very, very good advice. And there are things that people tell you that a medium tells you to do might sound crazy, like, why am I doing that? But the thing that we have to remember is that each thing, each entity that we run into that we need to cleanse, we may have to use a different way to do it. You can't, it's almost like it has to be tailor-made
Yeah,
for
that
each
well,
individual.
that's the problem. When we were doing private investigations for, clients, we would tell them to do something, but then they didn't want to actually do, put in the work for it. So it's kind of like, well, you're going to have the same continuing problem.
Yes,
So,
absolutely. Yeah. If you don't do what is going to work, you're going to continue to have that problem. Yeah, absolutely.
now you had mentioned black salt because I usually use Himalayan sea salt. What's the difference between the two? Like, why is one better than the other?
Well, the color black is a very protective color. Okay.
Really?
I mean, black has been seen by Christianity, and I'm a Christian, but by many in Christianity as something bad and evil.
Right.
It's not. Black is a protective color. So, and that's also why I think you see a lot of artists that wear black a lot, because it's very protective. And you as an empath, that would also be very good for you. Black is a very protective color, and that's why, I mean, the stones that we use to protect ourselves are black.
Did not know that. That's interesting because that definitely goes against what mainstream media talks about, because black is usually considered, a bad, evil color.
It's not. In fact, we have two black cats, and they are the most intuitive cats we have.
Yeah, I've got a black and white cat and he's my healer. My personal healer, yeah.
They're very, very healing. Black cats are very, very healing. In fact, the one black cat we had, my husband always calls him my boyfriend, because as I'm working, he wants to sit on my lap. And if I'm working on something, because I do a lot over the phone, if I'm
Yeah.
working with somebody who's very negative, he'll drape himself over my shoulder. So he's covering my heart.
Oh.
And he does that consistently. I don't make him do it, he does it on his own. And
That's awesome.
cats are very, very protective. Cats are very, very intuitive. And cats will dispel negative energy in a house.
Well, my baby saved my life. That's all I know. Yeah, they're very special. Now, as far as like, I know people have different ways of picking out like crystals because I love crystals. I love working with
Oh,
them.
yes.
Like for me, I use my non-dominant hand, and if it tingles, I know that's for me. How do you suggest people picking out crystals for their own personal use?
The best way to do it is if you hold it in your hand, and I always hold it in my dominant hand
Oh,
because,
okay.
well, because right hand takes in energy, left hand sends it out, regardless of whether it's your dominant hand or not.
Oh,
So
okay.
you t take in energy on the right. So normally what I do is I'll hold it in my right hand and see what it feels in my solar plexus. So whatever feels in your gut. So trust your gut. Whenever people talk about gut instinct, we need to trust our gut instinct, because literally, if I always tell people whenever I'm working with them, if I'm not there and you can't get me on the phone and it's something important to you, close your eyes and ask yourself, is this thing for my greater good? And if your gut says, oh, that feels good, yes. If you don't feel anything, that's not for you. Or if it feels like not good, then it's not for you.
That's very interesting. And how do
And
you
you,
cleanse your crystals when you bring them home? Because I usually just put mine in the windowsill.
yeah, just put them in the wood, just put them in the windowsill, or you can make a mixture of the Himalayan sea salt that you were talking about. The Himalayan salt, put it in water, and I put enough in so that there's no residue on the bottom. So if you still have salt residue on the bottom, then you put more than enough in. And I put my crystals in there and soak them. Now, the best time to cleanse them is on a full moon or the new moon, or as my grandmother always called it, the dark of the moon. So those are the two best times to do that.
Oh, that's
And
interesting.
yeah, and for us, because we have so many crystals, we literally have a picnic table on our patio, and it's lined with crystals whenever we cleanse them.
I bet.
Spheres are the easy thing though, because they don't really trap the energy. And also, I would suggest having selenite. If you have selenite and you put it next to your crystal, that will cleanse it too. Because
Okay.
selenite will cleanse the crystal, but it won't hold on to the negative energy. It just releases it.
Can you also use a selenite wand to like
Yes.
cleanse yourself as well?
Yes, you can. Yeah.
Okay. Because we used to do that if we were going into something that felt, kind of really heavy,
Yes.
just for added
Right.
protection.
Right. But if you do the for if you do what I said about smudging or the tar water, you don't need to do the selenite, but I would you could even carry it in your pockets because it will keep negative energy from attaching itself to you.
Oh, okay. Excellent.
And also, amber will do that. I wear amber earrings a lot. Amber will do that too. Amber will keep it because it doesn't hold on to negative energy either, and it will
Oh.
protect you. So does fluorite. Fluorite's also very protected, very
Now,
protective.
I know that like with, the black tourmaline, you don't, you, they said you don't have to cleanse it because it just radiates the negativity. Is
Yes.
amber the same way or does it need to be cleansed?
It does not need to be cleansed at all.
Oh, wow. Okay.
No. It just literally dissipates that energy and moves on. I don't know if you're familiar with Melody, Love is in the Earth, her book of crystals.
No, but I'm interested now.
Okay. Well, I met her a long time ago, probably 30 years ago. I met her originally at Psychic Fair in Columbus. And it was a Universal Light Expo. I met her there, bought her book, but she has multiple books out now, and actually books on cleansing crystals, working with crystals, etc. But usually what I tell people is this, because people will say, what crystal do I need?
Right.
If I would be at a psychic fair, I don't do them anymore at this time. But if I were to be at a psychic fair, I would just take that person over to a booth that sells crystals and say, what are you attracted to?
Okay.
Because usually whatever you're attracted to is what you need. And that it never ceases to amaze me how you can pick up a crystal, look it up in Melody's book or online, because there's a lot of good resources online.
Yeah.
And it will tell you what that crystal does, and you'll re realize to yourself, wow. If you're being self-aware and you're trying to really pay attention to what's going on with you, if you pick that crystal up and then look it up to find out what it means, I can guarantee you that it's going to resonate with you, that it's something that you needed.
What's Melody's last name?
I
Or does
have
she just go by
n
Melody?
I, she just goes by Melody. If you look up Melody, Love is in the Earth, you'll find her book.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't remember her last name. I always just called her Melody.
I'm sure it's probably on Amazon, so.
Yeah, oh, I know it is. I know it is. She has a very large encyclopedia that you can get that I bought for my husband actually for Christmas one year, and I think I paid $300 for it then, and it's like $2,000 now because
Oh
it's
my
out of print.
gosh.
Because it's out of print, but
Wow.
you can buy her paperback volumes. They're not that, maybe $30 for a
Oh, that's not
book.
bad.
No, that's not bad at all. But if you like, for instance, if you have rose quartz and you want to know what rose quartz represents, if you put that online and say rose quartz metaphysical aspects, it will tell you. You
Yeah.
get there's a lot of really great websites. So a lot of people have done the research and posted it, and yeah, you can get that information.
Yeah, there's actually a few of the crystal websites I do use quite frequently.
Yeah, there's some really good ones out there. And if anybody's interested in astrological websites that are good, I love Cafe Astrology. Cafe Astrology gives you a lot of information. It helps you because also crystals resonate to a certain astrological aspect too. So certain stones might represent cancer energy, that kind of thing.
Right.
And you can find that on the internet, and then you can look up Cafe Astrology and it'll tell you what it means.
Oh, Cindy, you're just a wealth of knowledge.
I've spent a lot of years studying numerology, astrology, tarot, angel cards, you name it. I've studied it. Past lives. I've been doing past life regressions. I've actually done workshops with Dr. Brian Weiss. If you're not familiar with him, he is a psychiatrist. His practice was in Miami. He also taught psychiatry at the University of Pittsburgh, and I believe University of Miami. I could be wrong about that one, but I know the University of Pittsburgh, he was there. He had a patient that was an executive, and she was having all these problems because she'd wake up in the middle of the night and she'd be in her closet
Oh, wow.
and, in the fetal position. So he told her to go back to when the thing started, thinking, because he took her back to 3 years old. He told her then next time he worked with her to go back to when it started, and she went back to a lifetime 500 years before.
Oh man, that's awesome.
Well, and he said, I went with it because I thought, yeah, this isn't going to help. And the next week she came in and said, I'm sleeping. I feel so much better. So if you want to look that book up, that's Many Lives, Many Masters. It's a very thin little book, very easy reading. And I think he's got, well, probably a dozen other books since then. But
Okay.
I've done workshops with him, and he's absolutely phenomenal. And also, for you in particular, as I was saying, this is probably something that you've done many lifetimes before.
Yeah.
And I would say also that you probably were in the religious community and perhaps even an exorcist at some point.
I think I agree with you on that. I think I was also a monk in a past life too, because I'm
Yes, yeah.
like Gregorian chant is just so peaceful to me.
Yes.
But
You
it's
ought
so
to.
weird because I'm not a religious person now.
Well, I'm not religious. I don't consider myself religious, even though I say I'm a Christian.
Right.
But I'm not religious because I don't go to church, traditional church. But
Right.
these are things that I believe. But it's also because I believed I lived a lifetime whenever Christ walked the earth. So,
Me too.
yeah. So that all connects with me. But I would suggest also for you that you go to, there's a, it's called the Shrine and Basilica of Our Lady of Consolation in Cary, Ohio. There have
Okay.
been many, many miracles in that church. And whenever you go to Cary, Ohio, and it's about 2.5 hours away from Germantown,
Okay.
if you go to there, my husband and I were just there about a month ago. And whenever you go there, just getting out of the car, the whole town feels peaceful.
Oh, wow.
And I almost feel like it's over some kind of energy vortex or something. But the church itself has seen one miracle after another. And it's Franciscan brothers who run it.
So, I mean, do you have to have like, is it open like a regular basilica was, like dirt, like has public hours or something?
It's open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Oh, wow.
So you can go anytime. A friend of mine told me about it probably 20 years ago. And she's also a medium. And she suggested I go there because I was having these health issues. And she said, you may not be healed immediately, but you'll find the answer, whatever you need or something like that. Although there have been people who have come in because they have regular healing services. And actually, I have, this is going to sound crazy to some people, but I have a rare genetic skin condition. And I had my skin on my arms was all like blistered, little blisters,
Oh,
and
wow.
it was very painful. And the man that I was seeing at the time said, let's take you there. So we went, and we went for a healing service. And when the priest came by, and a priest, he's not a priest, a monk came by and sprayed holy water on me. By the time we went home, there were no more blisters on my arms.
Oh, man. I need to check this place out.
You definitely need to go. And if you need the information about it, I would suggest your mother and you go. I think it would be good for you. I think it would make you feel better, and who knows what it could do for you physically.
Oh, that would be amazing.
And the best part is they have elevators. So they have, if you go into the basement, You can see all the crutches, and there are people that come there that have not been able to have children, and they come back and they leave the pictures of their babies. It's really amazing.
What's the name of this place again?
It is our Lady of Consolation Shrine and Basilica, Cary, Ohio, Carey.
Okay. And it's not like Catholic, it's just
It is
non-de-
Catholic. It is
Okay.
Catholic. It is Catholic, but it's different. I don't know how to explain it.
I gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, it's just different. And as I said, the whole town, when you go there, I mean, I'm getting chills just talking about it because the whole town, I mean, if it wasn't for the fact that it's 2.5 hours away, I'd want to live there.
Oh wow, okay.
It's
Do they have
that
crystal shops
peaceful.
there too?
No, they do
Oh.
not. No, they do not. Unfortunately, they do not. No, it's not Yellow Springs.
Oh. Oh
Yeah.
goodness. Well, Cindy, do you do private readings for people?
Absolutely, yes. Yes.
How can somebody get a hold of you if they would like to speak with you?
Well, all they need to do is go to my website. It's Cindy at cindyhigginson.com,
Okay.
and they can send me an email from there, or they can text me. I prefer a text because I could be working, and if I'm working, I'm not picking up the phone, obviously. But you
Sure.
can send me a text, and my phone number is area code 646-207-4257.
Is it
I used to live in Manhattan.
awesome. Is it okay if I put your number on in the description?
Absolutely.
And I'll put
Absolutely.
your website up as well so people can just click
Okay.
and go to you directly, because
All right.
you're just, I mean, you're the real deal. She's totally legitimate and she's just super awesome, warm-hearted lady. I mean, she's,
Oh, thank you. I try to be. I try to be.
helping
I
me
always try to
out
help.
tremendously, of the kindness out of the kindness of her own heart. So she's just, look her up. She's a really wonderful woman. It'd be very, very worth your time.
Thank you. Thank you. And let me know if you want to do a past life regression.
Oh, I will probably definitely be calling you or shooting you a
Okay.
text. Yeah. Cindy,
Okay.
thank you again so much for coming on and talking to us about this, because like I said, it's a very important subject that
It is.
needs to be broached a lot more than what it is.
Yes, it does. It does to protect people. If you want to go do this, do it smart, be
Yes.
careful, be safe, and don't bring anything home with you.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Cindy, thank you so much for everything. I really appreciate you.
I appreciate you too. You take care and be well.
Thank you. You do the same.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Paranormal Whispers, a Through the Abyss podcast production.